Everyone was sick, okay? We were coming to work, but sick. Except for me, I never did get it. But I just know that I recall that there was sort of no embarrassment about the fact that you were going to leave a bathroom stall stinking, because it was an evil, evil problem to have. You know, it was a disease that really made a lot of people sick, very sick. Not so much vomiting, just a constant diarrhea. And, you know, we still had to come to work and care for others because those patients were sicker than us. So,
when did you see it and notice it really, really adversely affecting patients? You mentioned you also cared for AIDS patients. What are your memories of dealing with the patients whose immune systems were already compromised, that crypto could really, really be even deadly?
Our population generally was an older population on medicine. We didn't get a lot of younger fellows. I can't specifically pull anything out on immune-compromised patients, but that was the defining moment when the crypto announcement was made. That's when we started seeing patients come in. Shortly after that, it took a couple of days, and then we were getting bombarded. There were, I would say, probably a fourth of the ward was younger fellows with immune, and I don't recall other diseases that compromised the immune system. It was mainly the AIDS patients that were really getting hit hard with that problem.
You mentioned in your message to me, you recall taking a body of a young person to the morgue and a short time later having someone they knew come in sick. Can you just kind of reiterate that for me?
Well, that was pretty commonplace back then. That we were, it wasn't just one patient to the morgue, it was a lot of them. You know, there were many. And some acquired AIDS through drug transfusions, and others at the time were in a same-sex couple situation. And so those were the ones where one partner came in and was sick. And hopefully we could get him home, but, from what I'm trying to remember, many of them just passed away. They could not fight it. The diarrhea that was caused by crypto was so intense that we could not put the electrolytes back into them quicker than they were losing them. And then with lots of electrolytes comes heart rhythm irregularities, and then that's what would cause them to die. The heart rhythm, they would eventually code. It wasn't a lot, but some of those patients who passed away, we later on saw a partner come in and succumb to the same thing. Yeah. So we got to know them. I mean, they were there for weeks and they were very sick, or days to weeks, I guess. But while the patient was fighting the disease, they had a loved one at the bedside with them, and we got to know those people. And so it was just really devastating.
Have you yourself trusted Milwaukee tap water since, or did you start drinking bottled after the outbreak, or do you trust the city system as well?
Well, I don't live there, but I never did go to bottled water. I know we did that. We did in the hospital. We had bottled water, and, because as a nurse, you're constantly passing out fresh water to your patients, and they were bringing in bottled water. But I don't recall at my own house. I never did buy bottled water. I trusted the city water once it was repaired. Once they conquered the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and it seems like, you were one of the lucky ones, even though you lived in West Dallas but worked in Milwaukee, you miraculously did not have a wrong cup of ice or a bubbler,
Yeah. No, I was living in Greendale at that time. But
Greendale.
I never got sick. Yeah. I was worried about it, though. I sure didn't want to get that from what I was seeing.